Welcome back to the Marketing Ninja Podcast with Manuel Suarez, CEO of Attention Grabbing Media and author of number one bestseller, Marketing Magic.
My marketing company, Inc. 5000 company, three times in a row, I can tell you this, 70% of our revenue every single month comes from existing clients, 70%, which means that our life depends on our current customers and clients. Without them, I cannot sustain this company. And I do this enough until I'm able to acquire more new customers, and then the machine keeps on growing and growing and growing. The key is, how do I keep my accounts active as much as possible while I'm adding new accounts that have not been serviced by my company before? And this is on the service industry. If you have a physical products business, for example, you have something like a Natural Slim, which is a supplement product business. We have somewhere around 32 different products, and we have sold hundreds of millions of dollars in product revenue over the last 15 years. Just last year alone, our company did $99 million in the year 2023 by itself. So we have a pretty big organization at this point. And let me tell you one thing. The same rule of communication applies. The same rule of recurring revenue applies. In the Natural Slim world, which is a consumable product, meaning that people keep on buying it over and over again because it's consumed, I can tell you this. We actually produce somewhere between 50 to 60% of our $8, $9, $10 million a month from existing customers, which tells you the importance of not only bringing in new customers and clients, but keeping customers and clients buying from you. If I were to put myself on a time machine and go back to AGM's early days, maybe 6, 7 years ago, I would tell you that I would talk to myself and say, Manuel, take care of your customers. Make sure that they are blown away with the services that they're receiving from you. Understand what you promise and ensure that you're working really hard to deliver on those promises. Don't just take it for granted, because your company is going to grow in direct proportion to your happy base of clients in combination with the new clients that you are acquiring. So that's a lesson that I want to share with you, because I would be at a different level as an organization if I would have ensured early on in the days of Attention Grabbing Media that I was more focused on delivering high quality services to my clients that would have stopped me from losing some of these accounts that I would still have on board paying me month after month after month and part of my 70% recurring monthly revenue. So these are things to communicate to you the importance of these client relationships, communicating to your clients, whether that's customers that buy your products consistently and keeping them happy and buying products again, plus taking care of the expectations that they have for your products, for your services, and what you did promise to them before they opened up their wallets. Setting the right expectations is essential. People want to know what to expect. I really do like to underpromise and overdeliver, because the game of business requires patience. So when you underpromise, it buys you a little bit of that patience, and they understand. So when somebody commits to the game with you because they believe in it, they're able to let you do your magic. And that's what it's all about, right? Marketing magic. So setting the right expectations is absolutely crucial at the beginning of any journey. And this is something that is applicable across any industry. When somebody buys, let's say, a weight loss program from you, you want to make sure that you set the correct expectations. Let's say that you tell them they're going to lose 10 pounds a week. Well, if they only lost half a pound or they lost no pounds, what's going to happen? How long are they going to last being serviced by your business? They're not going to last very long, right? So setting the right expectations from the beginning in regards to when can they expect to see results, when can they expect to see a product, is absolutely essential. When I have done this incorrectly from the beginning, it has always ended up in disaster. The same thing about communication. Communication buys you time. Here's the other magical thing about communication. Take it from somebody that is obsessed with the subject of servicing people. I love servicing. I love flowing power to amazing people. I love communicating and engaging with others. So over the years, I understood that the more that I communicated with somebody, client, prospect, whatever that is, the more probabilities are that that person is going to feel that I care about what he cares also, or she cares also. So communication buys you time because it shows care factor. It doesn't matter what it is, you got to communicate to people. If you communicate to people, it will allow you to get enough time so you can get what the client at the end is looking for, which is results. Results vary from client to client, right? From customer to customer, it doesn't matter what your products are. Results vary. With communication, you do have enough time to get to those results eventually. And that's why the last one is get results. At the end of the day, without them, no business can survive. But if you put these two steps before and you ensure that they're put in place, if you believe in your products and services and you know they're actually valuable, you'll be able to actually get enough results to keep your business growing and expanding.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, go ahead, leave us a review and subscribe to tune in for future episodes. And if you're looking for a team that'll go above and beyond for you and your brand, go to talktoaninja.com today.